It's niche.
Yeah, listen, people love but niche.
People love niche and people love keeping up appearances.
You don't know.
Yeah, but again, it's coming through there. Does that sound like it's coming through the mic?
I have no idea.
We've had this conversation the last 4 weeks.
I don't know what's happened because it usually comes through the headphones. Right. Does that sound the same or does it sound like I'm getting further away?
Are you doing a bit now?
Sounds the same.
Can you hear me now?
Welcome to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We've had a great couple of weeks with some fantastic guests, so shout out to Joey Jokes and to Cam Fitz. We are back today though with our normal squad. Bob has returned from what sounds like an unbelievable holiday. Bob, glad to be back.
No.
On the podcast, I mean, or?
That's what we're talking about.
on the podcast, remains to be seen. Certainly not happy to be back in England, but hey-ho.
That's life, I suppose. But what a day to come! What a day to come back to, though. Podcast day.
Yeah, exactly.
All your favourite people, your favourite thing to do. We're all here as one, and we all should be happy this week. To be fair, the Blues are on the up. We all should be feeling good about life.
I laughed at you last week, Al, when you said we'd win 3-1.
There you go.
I should listen to you more, really.
We didn't win 3-1.
I've always thought you were an idiot, but.
I mean, Bob made a good point. We didn't win 3-1, but we were we were up there. I knew there'd be goals in it, Sean. I knew there was 4 goals. I just thought it, you know.
Yeah, again. You just know ball, you.
You said it, Sean. You said it. But, I mean, on that note, I will actually bring today's starter game, which hopefully you all enjoy and hopefully you get some answers. And it's in some way kind of linked to the Everton game quite tenuously from the weekend. In true Keeping Up Appearances fashion, we obviously are very inventive with the names, and we definitely don't take any names for our quizzes or games from TV shows. So today's starter game is going to be squad games. With it, I have a fixture here. The lads are then going to go in round robin format to name a player who started in that game. Do you want a couple of lives to keep it going?
If we say... As well, shout out to Max Burns, who brought this to our Christmas quiz. And even though he's got his own podcast now called Quiz and Kicks, go and get it on Spotify. It is our intellectual property, as it was on our podcast. So,
suck it, Max.
Yeah, that's all I'll say.
Unlucky,
by the way,
Max.
on that note as well, I think I did it as a coup of theirs wins, a similar thing on a coup of theirs wins earlier in the season. To be fair, I think so. Ethway, he's had to guess how many players from the starting 11 you could name. So to be fair, I'm not sure
that's the same thing, but okay.
At one point
we said about you've got to guess players, so it is pretty
Max, you probably robbed that from us. To be fair, so our lawyers are being such. Once he finished with Keeping Up Appearances,
Max didn't have a name like Squid Games either. Sorry, Squad Games. Sorry.
To be fair, it is a name like Squid Games.
Yeah, whoever loses dies.
Oh, I'll take one for the team.
Bob, that we still have to do the podcast if I'm dead.
Yeah, can I die before Maroon 5? Just would have to do it.
So then, okay, we'll give you, what, 2 lives?
Yeah, so 2, and then the third one you're out.
Yeah, third one you're out. Okay, cool. So the tenuous link is obviously at the weekend, the Corey scored the fastest home goal in Premier League history. The fastest goal in Premier League history was from the 2018-19 season, from the 23rd of April 2019, I believe it was, Southampton versus Watford. So you are going to name players from the starting 11.
What a game you picked there.
The Southampton.
I can't believe you went.
Watford.
You had an idea. I'll go with the fastest goal ever. You checked that game and still went with it.
Yeah,
because he knows it's because he knows he's not going to be the one looking like an idiot.
To be fair, there's
Max picked the World Cup final
and the FA Cup
last
final.
Last week on his podcast, he did the World Cup and the Champions League final. You've
too
gone
easy,
Watford, Southampton.
Too easy.
But I'm giving you my 3 lives now. I don't want them.
I reckon you'd be lucky if you said, right, you've got 3 names, 3 lives to name 3 Watford players ever. I reckon I'd be able to.
Well,
Never mind. I'm going back to that one Bob. That one Bob wasn't sure played for Norwich the other week. That's what I'm going for. What was his name, Bob?
There's plenty. There's plenty. There's plenty. Well, there's 22.
What year was it?
That you'll get? 2019.
Honestly, Callum, so you've misread different. The memo here.
I reckon you'll surprise yourself, to be honest. I think you'll get most of the Southampton team, and there's definitely players in the Watford team you'll get. So stop moaning and someone start.
Shut up, Cal.
Honestly.
So that, Bob, you can start.
Just to let you know, though, Cal, like, we were hoping this was going to be like a new game we could add into the rotation.
Just make sure Cal's not hosting it.
I do hope you've got that second game ready, Cal, like we discussed.
Bob, you can start.
Troy Deeney.
Incorrect, Bob.
Oh, good.
Bob, I actually don't blame you there.
I was doing one of the few ads.
We all need to get this wrong just so Cal looks stupid.
You don't want to get it wrong. How about think of the person who scored the fastest goal in the Premier
League? Don't say that. That's Tosh's.
Shane Long.
Ah.
I like this game, mate.
Sean.
Daryl Yammat.
Correct.
Jesus Christ.
He's been an answer on him. Whatever the other game was, any given Saturday, I think I remember that. Mm-hmm. Great one, Sean.
James Ward Prokes.
Correct.
Oh, thank God for that.
I've just been writing the other ones down. 2019. Tom Cleverley.
Incorrect.
I don't know. Like, I literally have no idea. Yeah. What was it? Is it Yoshida? Did he play centre half now?
Yeah.
What shove that is.
Do we all get 30 seconds to answer or?
can I have about 10 minutes?
Stephen Davis.
Incorrect, Bob.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Bob, PG.
What for goalie? Tour between two. So if I go this, someone else should get the other one, I reckon. Ben Foster.
Correct.
Did he have another goalie playing, or?
Well, no, they had Aurelio Gomez around that time, didn't he? So I was thinking it might have been him.
Did Josh King play for Watford? No,
yeah, I think that's a guess.
Wait, there is that a guess?
I think Callum's reaction is telling you that's right, Sean. There, so I'd go with
it's
it.
It's absolutely a guess. Yeah.
Oh no, it's wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I can't.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm sure. I think that was. Oh no, was it the year too late?
Did he not play was that before?
Before no, it was after because he signed for us during lockdown, didn't he? And then he went to Watford. He scored that trick against us. Yeah.
Great stuff there. Odion Ighalo.
I think you're out, Bob.
No, we have
two. He's got two lives. He's got two wrong.
Oh, no, you're out now.
Oh, right, okay.
Tosh, you've got one.
This game's fucking stupid, Cal.
Yeah, it actually is.
There's players that, when I tell you them, you'll kick yourself.
I don't think I will. I don't think I'm asked.
Can't think of you doing playing for Watford. Gerard Delafeo.
Correct.
Yes.
I am kicking myself. I think you need a time limit next time you do this game, Cal.
Or pick an easier game.
Yeah, or both. Yeah,
what's the fun of picking these games? You all just get all the players. What's the point in that?
We won't get all of the players, will we? You've got like there's 22 players. If you're making a quiz, you want like 10 of them to be gettable. Yeah.
Pick a game where like the odd like.
Oh, Sean's buying time, yeah.
Max I didn't think that.
Tosh is spitting.
Max did the 2006 FA Cup final where Carl Fletcher played centre mid. We're not going to get that, but we're also not going to get the entire starting 11 of this game.
Well, I thought I was going to give you a clue then, nearly, but.
Jose Font.
You can't be shouting.
It's even your go.
I don't know where to go.
Don't.
Who have been in goal for Southampton? I don't know. Fraser Forster.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Are you out now as well? Or have you still got one more?
I've got one.
He's got one left.
Would it have been that fellow who's still there now? I'm not going to go. Alex McCarthy. In goal.
Incorrect. What, you said
Me
you're
and Sean
going to
are
go
both.
So you're both down sudden death.
Yeah.
Do you want clues? Not clues, but kind
no.
of points in the right
I want
direction.
the skate to fall flat on his face. You've got to pick another one and record it properly.
Yeah. Callum, I'll be honest, you should be Googling right now another game because this is a disgrace. There's no way anyone's made it through this. Right, we'll go for. I know he's probably already left. I'll go for that Gratiano Pella. I think he's well gone, hasn't he?
He'd well gone by then, I think. Shane Long was the start.
I was torn between him or James Beattie, so I went with him.
have I won now anyway?
No, you've got to get it. Oh yeah, he's just in a life. Yeah.
I couldn't remember. I was stuck between two right backs, Kyle Walker-Peters and Nathaniel Clown. Would Kyle Walker-Peters have been right?
He wouldn't have been. Ward Prowse was playing like a right wing back.
Should have got that earlier.
That's what I said. Do I get a bonus point for same position?
You did, to be fair, Bob, yeah.
Yeah, nice one.
Do you know the ones you didn't get?
Not really.
All of them. We'll be here for half an hour.
Bertrand, Stevens, Bednarak, Højbjerg, Romeu, Armstrong, Nathan Redmond. They were all fairly guessable Southampton plays them, to be honest.
But they're not.
Under pressure.
Also, it's one of them, like Nathan
Bednarak.
Redmond. Who's going, I remember him at Southampton that year.
Højbjerg and Romeu, I can't
remember. Romeu?
No.
Højbjerg, they're going to remember Romeu.
The Corey for...
Even Højbjerg doesn't remember Romeu playing next to him.
The Corey, I thought maybe one of you would have got that.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe should have got that one, to be fair.
The Corey, Andre Gray, Capoue, Casabelli, Cathcart, Messina. Even I don't know him. that might be a lie, to be honest. I don't even know if he was a player. Foster, Janmaat, Cabaselli, Cathcart, Messina, Decore, Capoue, Will Hughes, Pereira, Deulofeu, Andre Gray, Angus Gunn. Was that the other keeper you were thinking of?
Me?
Yeah.
I said it.
No, I had McCarthy.
Bednarek, Yeah. Ishida, Stevens, Ward-Prowse, Romeu, Højbjerg, Bertrand, Redmond, Armstrong, Long. For the other team. Do you want me to pick another game?
Never.
Do you want me to
was that genuinely? Can I ask? Was that the only game you looked at, or was there something you thought, "Nah, it's too hard." That. I genuinely don't think you understand the game. You've gone for that, like honestly. We'd have no. If you'd have said, "No, we'll be playing any given Saturday," and like we have 400 questions to get a name like that, you would expect us to get them all off the top of our head in a round
no,
robin.
You wanted us to get Craig Cathcart off the top of our head.
I thought you would have. He was the one I thought you would have got, to be honest, Sean. You got Yoshida.
I think there though, did Sean and I just get two each? So really, it should be a draw, shouldn't it, really? Did you get two, Sean, yeah?
Yeah, Yoshida and Janmaat.
I think I got Foster and Deulofeu, didn't I? Really, it should be a draw, really.
Oh, you got Shane Long as well.
You got Shane Long.
Oh, well, yeah. Right. Not sure that counts.
That's the most sporting toss he's ever been.
I also can't believe Bob didn't go for Shane Long. Yeah.
See, that again, I was looking forward to that because I think that's a potential for a great game. That is ridiculous. It really, really is.
Is that expecting another game or not?
No.
No.
20 minutes in now.
Genuinely, I want that to go on the podcast and everyone just think, what a moron, Callum. Why is he
And you're doing that again next week as well. I'm picking a proper game. That's your punishment. You're doing 2 weeks in a row.
Not much of a punishment, but...
No, it's not because you just literally typed in Google football match and that was the first one that came up.
To be fair, I thought it was difficult, but I thought there was enough players there that you would have got. To be fair, don't forget, you got like Janmaat before you got like Højbjerg, which was like.
I don't know why you're so obsessed with Højbjerg being the answer we all should have got.
No, because there was some.
I reckon if you'd asked me that now again without mentioning Højbjerg and said, now have a go, despite I told you, I just still don't reckon I'd have got Højbjerg.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, I thought it was hard, but I thought there was gettable players there, but yeah.
The problem was, I don't think those two teams have not got like a gauge, you know, where you go, like that's that team.
That team, yeah, exactly.
Whereas like, it's just a load of players ever.
I went for the link.
You should not. There's no reason to give a link for that.
Well, from one game to another, hopefully people don't moan as much about M5, but I'm sure people will. We will hand over to Tosh, who will introduce this week's topic for Maroon 5, a topic that Tosh actually thought up. So, yeah, Tosh, do you want to introduce what the topic is and which way we're going to go?
I do, Cal. From the ridiculous to the sublime, as you might say. Last week when we had Cam on, our topic was best returns. And I believe as we recorded, Sean didn't put the poll out until quite recently. Am I right in saying, Sean?
I do normally put it on half an hour before we record the next episode, to be fair.
And at the moment, it is favouring Callum, who is Pulis at Stoke, is winning with a very small vote, but there is only a day left on it. So keep your eye on the Graham poll.
Yeah. There's only a day, yeah. Keep your eye on the game, Paul, when it'll be well finished by the time this goes out.
Anyway, yeah, so best return, Tony Pulis. I think he's a good addition to the island. That's someone you want on the island, Tony Pulis. So, did Rory DeLapp win? Did Rory DeLapp win when we won the thing? I can't remember the Hall of Fame he was, wasn't he? Not too long ago to remember, but maybe he's joining, but he's joining Warnock, yeah. So, and Paul Jewell and the Derby lads. So, there's a few good managers there.
It's true, yeah.
This week, we're going to go down the route of the Chinese New Year was, I think, a couple of few days ago, 28th, 29th of January, and we were discussing in the group chat that we think this year is the year of the better after his star performance on the weekend.
I fucking missed.
That Bob missed Beto's crown and glory when he proved all the doubters, mainly Callum, wrong.
I proved wrong. It's a good thing you didn't take a touch for his two goals because it wouldn't have been good. But Calvert-Lewin always scored in one touch, didn't he? Exactly. Calvert-Lewin would have done well wide, wouldn't he? More like
Jimmy Garner coming back, though. The real king.
Yeah. He is baller. Real baller.
Anyway, so obviously this 2025 is going to be the year of the Beto. And what we're going to do is we're going to go back through history and say if there was a year that could be defined by a player or a player who wrote themselves over a whole year, what year would you pick and which player would it be? So letting people be as creative as they want, it can be any reason. Again, the first one we were discussing jumped into our minds was obviously that year Messi scored all them goals. Was it 2012, that 90-odd goals or something? So I think he'd
91.
Be 91, thanks, Bob. So yeah, 2012 will be his year, but we'll see what the lads come up with. Anyone want to jump in first? I was going to say we'd leave Callum to rest after this part, but that was. I don't want to hear any more from him, to be honest.
I've had a 2 week rest, so I'll,
yeah, Bob, come on.
I'll jump in. So I was unsurprisingly quite last minute thinking of this, but I think I've come up with my best suggestion for quite a while. I'm going for another Everton link, obviously. I'm going for the man of 2014, James Rodriguez, who was excelling at Monaco. His stats for the year were something like 12 goal involvements in 17 league games. Had a brilliant World Cup with 6 goals, 2 assists, and that iconic goal, one of the best World Cup goals ever, which earned him a £60 million move to Real Madrid. So the stats themselves aren't anywhere near the levels of Messi, but I think for big events for a player, scoring a Puskas award-winning goal in a World Cup, that being so memorable, and then getting a move to the second biggest club in the world all in 1 year is pretty good going, really. And I think when you think of James Rodriguez, unless you're an Everton fan, you do think of him for that one single year, really. So I think the case is fairly short and sweet, but going for James Rodriguez for 2014 for an array of reasons, really, but for me, very much defined that year.
And he did, of course, get his move to the biggest club in the world as well.
Exactly.
Years later, didn't he? So the top two he's got now, so not bad.
He didn't win the best player. Did he end up winning like the Golden Boot or like something? Was he joint top scorer? Like he won, like I think I was about to say he won the player tournament. I think Messi ended up getting that, but I think there was like a joint top scorer. I don't know whether he won that.
I think he was joint top scorer in the World Cup. Scored that great goal that later won that award. So,
and after that goal, he had that big sort of fly thing on his back, if you remember as well. So one of the photos of the World Cup.
Should have mentioned that as well.
Would have won it for you, that. Nah, just unbelievable player. Yeah, obviously tarnished in sadness that we never seen him. But yeah, no, I think I quite like it. I think
another shout out for the fat Spanish waiter for getting rid of him as well.
No, don't mention him. Problem is, really, you'd struggle to argue he actually was the 2014 winner, would you? But
what do you mean?
Well, like, is it obviously someone else won the World Cup that year? There was a lot, you know. Someone like
individual players that are beyond the Messi and Ronaldo of the world, I think just for a different one, because if we're going for an obvious one, it obviously would be Messi with his 91 goals in one calendar year. So I was trying to think outside the box, is obviously restricted to Everton.
When you do restrict yourself to Everton, you are putting that on yourself, aren't you? Yeah. Yep. So yeah. No, again, I think I suppose he probably was. He was probably not known much before that World Cup, really, was he? And then he came and he sort of, Colombia were great in that World Cup. And that goal was, as you say, the goal of the World Cup, but it was also one of the great goals anyway. So I can just about give you it.
Oh, thanks, Sash. Appreciate it.
I'll accept. But just because, again, he was the king.
Yeah.
Nice one, still loves the Toffees. Anyone else want to add before we move it on?
He's just not a class player. That goal is obviously insane as well. Just score that goal at that World Cup. Unbelievable. Again, as you said, it's all sad that we didn't get to watch him play, but how different things could have been.
And his decline as well after, really, because he started quite well at Real Madrid, then ended up on loan at Bayern for a couple of years, then has been quite the journeyman since, which is quite sad. Kind of solidifies the year you do think of him.
Obviously, with all the stuff with Neymar this week, I think he probably fits into that category. There was a poster there on Instagram of like saying Coutinho and Neymar are now both back at their original clubs. And everyone was like, oh, you love to see it. And I was like, you don't love to see it. Like, if
at
you
that age,
like,
yeah.
Look at James, Coutinho, Neymar, you think all three of them have just like, not, I don't want to say wasted the career, but wasted the talent, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe all had huge peaks and then I've just totally slid away. And I just think it's really sad when you think, like, it's sad for us thinking we missed out on it, but also imagine them thinking, like, Neymar, no, he's obviously doesn't care, does he? But you think, like, the potential he had to be or to put himself in that bracket of, like, best ever. And he just will never be. Same with Coutinho. Like, at Liverpool, Coutinho was unbelievable.
I think Neymar's, I don't think many got like a peak as good as what Neymar's peak was when he was best.
Neymar's just after Messi, Ronaldo's Neymar for me, what I've seen.
At that level. Yeah, I think we actually influenced that move back to Santos, by the way, because that was he signed or it was going through the night after we'd done best returns. So I think someone was listening in, to be honest. But apparently he'd done it for like financial reasons for Santos. Apparently they're really struggling for money or something. And he's went back there for like to like help them out or whatever.
Is he still getting a daft salary?
Probably not. Could be.
Yeah.
And his sister lives around the corner, so that's the
area.
To be fair though, again, I think
he can still smash air back doors and on the regular.
That's what we're going PG, Bob. I was going to say the sad thing isn't the fact he's gone back there. The sad thing is that it's seen as a bad thing that he's only going there because he's on a demise. I think, you know, you'd like to think Brazilian and Argentinian football, like, you know, that's what it's seen as now, isn't it? A player will start there, they'll get signed, and they'll only ever go there when they're done and they're finished.
Well,
and that,
I think that's what it's the years between as well, because he obviously didn't flop at PSG, but he signed as one of the best players in the world and he just constantly injured, didn't do what he should have done at PSG, then went to Saudi for a what daft fee, played about three games, and now he's finishing there. But
and don't get me wrong, like story wise, it's lovely, and it must be lovely for him to go home. Like, if you see all the posts he said, where like when he left Santos, he said like, "I'll be back," and it must be unbelievable that they're like a player like that coming back to them, must be unbelievable. But for neutrals, it just is a shame when talent like that kind of goes to waste a little bit. And I think I'd put James probably in the bracket with them too.
Yeah, but, like... I do think that Neymar was wasted when he went to PSG, really, arguably.
What do you mean?
That he went from being one of the best players in the world and he thought he was going to be step out of Messi's shadow and he never did. And
it was all ego, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, but again, I think there's... I don't know, but you see what happens to Barcelona afterwards and you wonder how much, whether he had much say in it. I'm sure he probably did, but...
He definitely did, yeah.
I also think, saying like, the few years of PSG was still unbelievable as well. Like, they were like, I remember when you used to have to pick a Champions League match, I'd want to watch PSG for him every week. Just, he was just, yeah, brilliant. But, yeah, different debates, but a good one to have. Right then, I'll step in maybe. I feel like I've drifted towards the end in the last couple of weeks, so... I'm going to go, I think Bob's done a nice sort of recent World Cup themed one, so I'm going to go down the World Cup themed. And when I first suggested, I was struggling for sort of someone of recent. I couldn't really think apart from obviously the... Sorry, Sean.
Sorry, Tosh. Can you put your camera down a little bit? Just so you're more in shot for the... I'm thinking for like clips and that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, yeah. So, yeah, I was struggling for a sort of recent one and an old one, because when you look back on old ones, it is very much done in seasons. Calendar year, I think, has become quite a recent thing. The first time I'd ever heard anyone talk about it was in that Messi year. But I always remember he was breaking the record of Gerd Müller. And I had a little look and I've seen Gerd Müller. And he, in 1972, I think he scored 85 goals, which was the record that Messi broke. But I'm actually going to go for a different year, which was 1974. In which he scored 49 goals. But in that year, he also won the Bundesliga. He scores two of the goals in the replay of the European Cup final. Only European Cup final to ever go to a replay, that as well. There's a bonus fact for you. And he also scores the winner in the World Cup. So I think just that glory of sort of all things. I suppose my only weakness to the argument is that really that all happens within the season. Technically, the Bundesliga, the European Cup, and maybe the World Cup is a season. But I think as a year four, he scores nearly 50 goals a couple of years after scoring 85. He wins the World Cup, which again, at that time, West Germany, sort of a massive thing for them to win the World Cup. It was the start of Bayern Munich's dominance, their first ever European Cup. The only scorer, last minute equaliser in the first game, last minute of extra time, they equalise and then they go on to win the replay against Atleti. And I just think, yeah, Gerd Müller, one of them people who doesn't get sort of maybe spoken about in them categories, is a bit like what I imagine. Obviously, I've never seen him live, only ever seen clips, but you know, like a bit like a Haaland in that, just very much a poacher, a scorer, his goal in the World Cup final is very much just instincts, spins on the spot, finishes. But yeah, I think Gerd Müller, to have two sort of calendar years where you can talk about that, but just scoring winners and things, scoring so many goals. Yeah, I think could have been mentioned for his nickname as well, Dear Bomber. Passed away, I think, a couple of years ago. But yeah, I just think that idea of doing something for your club and your country, it was something in my head that was an important thing for it, because it's not just calendar year, it makes you think across seasons, but also that international break. And with Germany winning it at home, they win it in their own country, a massive World Cup, maybe Germany's favourite World Cup win. I think, yeah, just a massive thing. And he was a massive part alongside Beckenbauer. I meant to check and I forgot to. I don't think he won the Ballon d'Or. I imagine Beckenbauer did. I know, I think Cruyff might have actually, but I imagine he was top three or four in that. But yeah, I think Gerd Müller, 74. He could also, I think 72 is the more obvious shout for all the goals. He also scores when they win the European Championship in 72. But yeah, I'm going to go 1974 just for the collection of trophies, doing it across club and country and winning all them trophies. I think that that's the year I'm going to go for and the man I'm going to go for. I also, in aid of having a rubbish quiz at the start, I was trying to, my thought when I was first picking was,
people who've won the European Cup and the World Cup in the same year. Can anyone guess any?
Xavi.
How many are there?
There are, well, there were seven who done it in the Champions League, I think, when I checked last night, although this now doesn't look up to date, the one that I found now, but it looks a similar sort of names. Maybe there might have only been four in the Champions League, so I'll just give you the minute, and if you want to have a guess, I don't know if you want to have a guess. But
season or year?
What's the difference?
Yeah, so it'd be like the cup.
I was going to say Alvarez. But I think you won the Champions League in 23, but it was in the same year.
Oh, yeah, do you know what? Yeah. I was thinking, yeah, that's a different World Cup, isn't it? He probably counts, actually, yeah.
It was the 22 World Cup, wasn't it, in December?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
David Villa.
No, the Spanish one didn't fit. I think Inter Milan won it 2010 when Spain did. But yeah, that was one of my thoughts. Let me just consult this one. Let's just edit this out, Sean. No one will worry.
Yeah, obviously.
No, it seems to be right.
Who won the Champions League in 2006? That was Barca, wasn't it?
There was no one 2006. We've got 2018, France and Real Madrid.
Mendy?
Camavinga, is it? Oh, is it
2018,
Camavinga?
No.
Oh, no, it's not.
Put this at the start, Sean. This is better.
One of the Hernandez twins?
No. Okay, that's quite obvious. Centre half.
Oh, Varane.
Yeah. 2014, Germany and Real Madrid.
Bruce.
No.
Rudiger.
Khedira.
Yeah, Khedira, good one, Sean. 1-1. This one should be easy. Get this one. 2002, Brazil, Real Madrid.
Ronaldo.
No. I think he joined just after, maybe. I don't know.
Roberto Carlos.
Yeah. More difficult one, although if you listen to Max's podcast, Quiz and Kicks, 1998, Real Madrid and France, it was one of the players missed out last week, I think.
Oh, what's his name? I got this on the quiz.
I didn't get it on Max's this
week. Anelka?
No. What a bad guess, though.
How's it just totally slipped me out? That's so annoying.
Makélélé?
No.
What's it begin with, Tosh?
Surname K, so CK.
Christian Caribou.
Yes. And the decider between Sean and Bob is anyone else apart from Gerd Müller from that Bayern and West Germany team?
Beckenbauer.
Yeah.
Get in.
Long shot for the goalkeeper, Setmeyer.
Oh, yeah.
And Uli Hoeneß. There was Schwarzenbeck as well, but I wouldn't have got him. Anyway, yeah, just put that at the start, Sean. Just
leave the slag and a call in.
No, but I'll just make my M5 about someone in that Watford team instead.
3D.
Anyway, yeah, so I've probably won that because I've done a thing and a quiz. So, yeah, Gerd Müller. 1974 or 72.
And you've got a cap on as well, so you are the winner.
My only problem with my own argument, critique my own argument, I think 1974, you more think of Holland than Johan Cruyff, but... Yeah, I think we had that debate when I did Cruyff and Beckenbauer, but moving on now. Someone else can make that argument. Right then, Sean or Callum, finish it off.
Do you want to go, Sean?
Yeah, go on. Right, so we're bouncing around World Cups here because I've also gone for a World Cup winner because I'll be honest, when this got floated, I really wanted to put Robin Van Persie forward again, but I got slagged off last time. So I thought, probably not worth doing again because apparently you've got to win a World Cup or it's got to be something to do with the World Cup. So I've decided to go for somebody else who is iconic. Or I don't know the word. Yeah, so synonymous with the World Cup that when you say that World Cup, I would put it on 90% of people would think of this player. So I'm going for 2010 and I'm obviously going for Diego.
Massimo Ojean again.
So I'll be honest, when Joey came on 2 weeks ago and he talked about his encounters with Diego Forlan, it kind of sent me down a little rabbit hole and he ended up watching a video or two about like the life of Diego Forlan, and to be fair, it's actually like his career path is actually fascinating When he grew up, he didn't want to be a footballer because his dad and his uncles were all Uruguayan internationals, and he didn't really see the appeal of football. He wanted to be a tennis player. Then his sister got into a car accident. This is irrelevant, by the way. I just think it's fascinating. His sister got into a car accident.
In 2010?
No, we're like in the 90s. So much so that she became paralysed and she needed care. And out of nowhere, one of his dad's old football pals came in with some funds to get her the best care money could buy. And that man was Diego Maradona. So
no, man.
From then, Diego Forlan said to his sister, I'm going to become a professional footballer. I'm going to become a superstar. And I'm going to make sure that you never need for anything in your life. So that by Diego Forlan showing him what football could bring, that kind of set him off. So he kind of became one track mind then, wanting to become a footballer. However, one thing I'd say he probably lacked at the time was football ability. He wasn't quite the player he wanted to be, I don't think, and he wasn't the player his dad was either. He kind of bounced around clubs. Uruguay, went on a couple of loans, not really cutting the mustard, but then he kind of came into a bit of form, so much so he ended up going to England, blah, blah, blah. The rest is history. Obviously, his career in England wasn't what he wanted it to be. And
he couldn't get his top on, could he?
No, he couldn't get his top on, which becomes iconic in a way. As in,
that's the most, memorable thing about him in the Premier League, isn't
it? Well, against Liverpool, yeah, double against Liverpool. Meg Duda. But yeah, that's what I think, that's what makes it quite sad, I think, when you think pre-2010, maybe not because of the Champions League and stuff, but a lot of English fans will have thought, there's that divvy you couldn't get a top back on. And he's running around the pitch topless. Like, it's just quite sad. But then he kind of came into his own. Obviously, Everton fans know him well from being in that Villarreal team who knocked us out the Champions League. And then from there, he kind
Villarreal of... Villarreal didn't, Kalina did.
Sorry, yeah. And yeah, he kind of, his career just went from strength to strength. He ended up becoming two-time European Golden Boot winner, sharing it with Thierry Henry at one point, as in obviously highest, the top goal scorer in the whole of Europe. Then in and a move to Atletico Madrid, which is where we now get into my year. So all of that was irrelevant, but I just thought it was fascinating because he's just a really interesting man. So then, gets to 2010, he has what could be, well, I don't know. I don't know if I can say that. But for our generation anyway, it could be the most iconic football World Cup performance ever, where he came out of arguably obscurity to just take over a World Cup. Prior to that, he'd actually won the Europa League with Atletico Madrid, defeating Fulham in the final. That famous Fulham run led to that Atletico final, which also I'm going to throw out there. I looked at this team. It was the front three was Forlan, Aguero, and Reyes, which, like,
as rest a front in peace.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? And the Fulham front three, I think, it was Simon Davis, Bobby Zamora, and Zoltan Gira. I think it was them three. Should have done that game, Callum.
Are you saying, like, which one's? But you saying, like, which one's better?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that it? Yeah, it's tight.
You maybe put that on a poll.
Yeah, that is tight, to be fair.
Yeah. But yeah, so he'd already done that. Kind of started Atletico's kind of rise since to becoming this, like, European superpower, because that obviously sent them into the next level winning that. But then, as I say, that World Cup, he just came out of nowhere. The fact that he seemed to be able to, like, do things with this Jabulani ball that nobody else could. He could manipulate it. Keepers hated the fact that he could do it. He was, well, I'll run through his individual accolades from that World Cup. And it's genuinely just unbelievable. Again, for, like, I don't want to say nobody, but you're not expecting it from Uruguay. So he obviously got the golden ball, which that's
twice World Cup winners. Twice World Cup winners, Uruguay, you're talking about there.
Disrespectful, yeah. That's all Uruguay fans.
100 years ago.
Whoa.
That doesn't count.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, 100 years ago?
Wasn't 100 years ago?
80 years ago. Then. Sorry, that's very much still within recent
and,
memory.
And 60 before, after 1950, don't forget.
Come on. I just more mean.
Now stop slagging them off.
As if
you wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of them, Sean, that's all I'm saying, as we discussed in the snides.
Sorry, yeah. I'm all for them. I'm so positive. But yeah, you won the Golden Ball, which is top... No, what's Golden Ball? Best player, isn't it? Yeah, so player of the tournament.
You got Golden... Messi won that.
Better player of the tournament?
Yeah, I thought Messi had won it in 2014.
No, 2010 this is.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Sean.
Right. Yes, we won play the tournament. Goal of the tournament for that goal, I think, was it in the third place playoff? I'm not sure. Top goal scorer, joint with two or three others, and he was in the team of the tournament. He also, again, going back looking at this, he was man of the match in that Europa League final. So he'd gone straight from the Europa League final, straight into this World Cup, absolutely obliterated everyone. Took Uruguay, not on his own, obviously, but largely to the semi-finals, and then they lost the third place playoff. But if you think of a poster boy for the 2010 World Cup, it's Diego Forlan. And what I love about this is the fact that, like, he doesn't, and without doing the whole streets won't forget, he doesn't only exist in that World Cup, but if you think of a peak, it's that. And it's just like that year, I think, is synonymous with him for everything he achieved, but also now 15 years later we look back on it as Forlan's World Cup. And I just think, I don't know, coming back from like where he was in England, the fact that now he's so well respected in England, that takes so much kind of like, so much to do that. And I think obviously that World Cup was massive in doing that. So I think, yeah, I'm going to go for 2010 as the year of Diego Forlan.
Great case as always.
Good job, Sean. Life story.
I hope it wasn't boring, but I genuinely thought it was fascinating.
I thought
Bob was going to say the in-between is, it's not really relevant though, is it? With the sister.
Gosh, I think, like, your history lessons, I honestly,
I do, yeah. No, I didn't know any of that, Sean.
Isn't he back tennis as player. A professional tennis player now?
Yeah.
Like a pro tennis player, isn't he? So I didn't know that, like, he played when he was a kid, like, yeah. Between the two.
And you get the feeling like
he is like the Nevilles. Phil was like cricket and didn't know which one Forlan like the Uruguayan exactly. Neville.
Yeah, I think that's what he's called in Uruguay, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Uruguayan Phil Neville.
That year 2010 was, did they knock Liverpool out of that as well? He scored a winner to knock them out in the semis.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah,
which is great. We used to you remember you had a kit with Forlan on the back, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I remember in uni.
And I remember someone saying to me the other day, like, about, I think I had Forlan when I was in uni as my screensaver on my phone. Which I don't really know why.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. The internet really is wasted on you.
I don't know. Good looking fella.
He typed in fit blondes.
Yeah,
was it while he couldn't get his top back
on? Exactly, yeah.
No, what top was it, Sean, that you had?
What's that?
What top was it, Sean, that you had?
It was the white, the one he scored, the double against Liverpool.
Yeah.
White Vodafone one.
How much did you get that for?
I used to, what?
How much you get it for?
Honestly, back then, probably like a fiver.
Yeah, I know your buys are sick back then, weren't they?
First on the market, YouTube.
Me and Griffin, we were wearing retro shirts before anyone else. But
fit in any of it anymore.
I don't, to be fair. I can't slag him off. But yeah, I used to love it when we played footy. And all the lads who we played against would be going, yeah, you mark Forlan, you have Forlan. And I'd be like, get in, I'm Forlan. And then I'd get the ball and boot it over the fence, and they go, "Oh, maybe not."
Good shout, Sean.
Yeah, fair play. I like it. Good one.
Thanks. He was going for the sob story, though.
He thought it was X Factor.
No, listen, this is it. This is like in court when you just say, "Cut all that." You don't need to take that into account. You're as the jury. That was just me saying. I genuinely went down a rabbit hole, and I just think, as a character, he genuinely is a really fascinating fella.
Why did Maradona give him the money?
He was a mate of his dad. So, because obviously they will have played in the same era. He was a mate of his dad, and when he heard that his dad was, obviously his daughter was in trouble, he just bailed him out because he had money.
Fair play.
Yeah, but yeah, obviously, without that, we wouldn't have fallen.
But you mentioned that the front the front three of that Uruguay front three as well. In that same year, there'd been Suarez, yeah. Cavani, and Forlan as well. It's just it's hard to pick which one's better. I was than the Atleti one, and it's joke.
Yeah.
Future M5, best front threes.
The Forlan's played in.
All games.
Joey Jokes will be in one of them as well. So. Right then.
Finish it off.
Big I'll shoes to fill. I'll tell you what, you don't half need to redeem yourself.
I unfortunately haven't got the life story of my my guy or any kind of sob stories, although he might have some, I don't know.
Sob story?
History. No, your sob story. Sob story is part of it. It was
football like, heritage, this guy.
It was. Good link.
Is it?
Links to mine, yeah.
Oh, okay, go on.
I
just got what he's going to be. He's going to pick now.
I went out of the box slightly and went for a managerial year, which I think was possibly one of the... At the time, he was kind of a superstar manager. And I don't ever remember like a manager having that kind of, I don't know, press or kind of buzz around him. And I think this appointment in this year actually changed the Premier League and kind of the course of the Premier League. I'm going to take us back to 2004 and the year of the Jose. I'm going to go with Jose Mourinho in 2004. Seemingly out of nowhere for us. Obviously, back then it was no social media, no things like that. Champions League wasn't as televised as it was now. It was basically harder to know of managers and players in Europe than it is now, which I think adds to all of that. And when this Portuguese guy who didn't really have much of a footballing career at all kind of had milled about him in management and not done too well. I think he fell out with a couple of clubs he'd been at previously and not done amazingly well, but then went to Porto and built a super team for Porto and then won the Champions League to everyone's surprise in 2004. It was like, wow, who's this guy kind of thing. Then obviously he was appointed by Roman Abramovich to take over Chelsea in 2004 as well. He came over with that kind of real arrogance and that kind of superstar feel, superstar nature. Obviously, his press conference is saying that he was the special one. And I think for that year, and then obviously maybe even going, if you're looking at the calendar 2004, if you're looking at maybe over the year, like 04, 05, he just had the whole country, the press, everything, other teams, other managers kind of eaten out of his hands. He completely changed. I think kind of the face of the Premier League, the way managers will look, that obviously the signings he made, that kind of real siege mentality. I think he was one of those that everyone, the neutrals, were kind of loving him, unless you were kind of in this competition with him. Ferguson didn't like to get involved with him, really. I think Ferguson was probably scared of him, maybe the first manager Ferguson was scared of. He was young, he was kind of vibrant. He was kind of, I suppose, you know, I know I said superstar, but almost like a bit of like a rock star managing, the fact like how popular and like the media and everything around him. He wasn't just kind of football managing in the background. He was the face of everything. And that was kind of a real turning point, I think, in the Premier League that year when it was like, wow, who's this guy coming over doing all this? So my kind of year is going to be Jose Mourinho for 2004 as the year of the Jose.
I actually quite like it. I didn't want him. I actually quite like it as a suggestion.
Thanks, Tosh.
Yeah. So do I, to be fair.
Again, no.
Manager. But the quiz was terrible.
No, it's not even that. It is. Doesn't follow the brief.
There were. I did check. It was. I don't think there's any mention of player. It was just someone whose year it was. So
there was no mention. Yeah. It had to be something to do with football.
It actually had to be a game that we actually knew.
No, I what I like about it is I think that's where mine sort of comes down, as mine sort of probably is just a season, whereas that is, it's like, yeah, it's that rise with Porto, and then like the first few months of being in the Premier League, it is when he starts, like, yeah, no, I do quite like it as a nomination, but I really didn't like the quiz. So
are we level? Am I on like zero? Am I like level?
No,
ground?
This doesn't make up for it. Doesn't make up for it. It's a good one, isn't it? I think that winning that thing, I always think to that, and like, I wonder what would have happened had he not won that, because that European Cup is like very lucky in lots of senses, isn't it? Like the obviously like Tim Howard throwing the ball to the fella, you know, they get to a semi final with like Monaco, Deportivo. I know Chelsea were in there, but an unknown Chelsea at that point. I was thinking like that's like Liverpool levels of lucky that to get there. I think like what one do you reckon he still would have been this superstar? I sort of think he would have been, but
he definitely would have been. He'd have ended up in England somehow, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would have.
And he's that kind of character where he'd have made himself that, but probably it probably all fell into place that Chelsea had all the money.
Yeah.
Chelsea were like the new kids on the block, and like it just all came into be at the right time.
Yeah.
That kind of made him into what he was, yeah. But like, when you think back to that time in the Premier League, like it just was so exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's just, I know it's like nostalgia and like you look back with rose tinted glasses and that, but that was just like peak footy for me. It was just unbelievable.
No, as I said, I think the appointment in him and then what followed kind of it did change the Premier League. It was probably like the first influx of spending big money. Obviously, Abramovich was kind of like the first mega owner kind of thing, wasn't he? It was that kind of first buying big foreign players, bringing them in and kind of building that as like a team and like big names and exciting and just like spending lots of money on them. So I think that was kind of a turning point as well. And I think to have Jose at the head of that, I think it was kind of iconic, to be fair, and just how he was.
Because also, you could say, was it the first time, or no, I don't know, a major time of like a big club coming in and just taking young players, like not even foreign players, like because he just came in and just went, we'll have Joe Cole, won't we? We'll have Lampard. And you're like,
it was just like, yeah, it was the first, like,
oh, no, Lampard's already there, wasn't he?
Lampard was there. Glenn Johnson.
Glenn Johnson, yeah. Wayne Bridge was like coming and going, we'll just have these. And the
Scotty Parker.
To the same extent, they do it now, don't they? They just buy players so other teams can't have them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and they kind of put themselves on a place where you couldn't even compete, could you? The other teams couldn't compete with that.
That Chelsea team was unbelievable, like, to be fair.
Yeah, it was so good.
So good. But, yeah, I think for a year of, like, arriving, just being there and just, sort of like, just being at, like, the absolute peak of, like, January, sort of going into 2004, probably not really people bothered about until, like, the December of 2004 and being, like, the biggest name in football, like, and done everything kind of thing. Like, that is his year.
I remember, Andy, they pretty much, like, wrapped up the league by, like, December, and everyone had sort of fell apart after them.
Yeah,
like, I think they were on that, probably in the middle of that run where they just didn't concede a goal for months. It was like...
Yeah. That was the season, was it 15 goals or something conceded? Or something stupid like that.
I also...
Which is mental.
Yeah.
But again, that's what he was. He was boring, wasn't he, as well? You know, he said about change of football again, like, not necessarily in a good way. Him and Rafa Benitez coming to bore everyone to sleep most of the time.
Yeah, but it's the mind game side, isn't it? Sorry, I was just going to say, I love the fact you say, like, the first manager, Ferguson, was, like, probably a bit scared of. And, like, because he was so unpredictable. He was just this unknown entity. Ferguson will have just been, like, he's probably used to people just bending over. Whereas,
yeah, Ferguson was, like, inviting him in for glasses of wine and stuff like that before the games, looking at the horse racing and stuff, and they were all, like, bowing down to Ferguson, that he was coming, like, an arm. Yeah, I think he as well, obviously, he beat United, hadn't he? Was in that Champions League, Porto. That's where Mourinho runs down the line.
Yeah,
I think that was a bit like, so that's unbelievable. I think that's a bit like, I'm here kind of thing.
Was it in that run that he was banned from the ground? Was that when he's at Porto? When he snuck in the...
That was at Chelsea.
Yeah.
It might have been that... It was possibly that season, but 2005.
Okay.
That one's the year when he did. I don't know if that was when his ban is. In that year, it's when Ronaldinho scores that goal. And obviously, it would be 2005, but he said something about that. It was referee Frisk. He was like, they lost the first leg in Barcelona, and he said he'd seen that Frisk going in with right cards into the thing, and then that Frisk got like death threats and had to retire because of Mourinho making something up. And then they won the leg anyway. It's the next leg anyway, so like, it didn't even matter. He got some sort of big ban. I don't know if that was the one where like he had to do, snuck in or whatever. But good suggestion, Callum. So right then, let's wrap up there. We've got obviously five contenders. The year of the Beto is probably not going on the poll. No,
nope. Even too obvious.
Yeah, probably is the one that would win. We've got the year of the Jose, the year of the James, year of the Bomber, and year of Diego. I'm come up with one for him. Year of the Jabalani.
No.
What?
It's Forlan deserves more respect than that.
All right, sorry. I did say Diego first. Cut it out. When you're cutting off the first 15 minutes of the episode, just cut off that as well. So, right then. Sean, you got a game?
Yep. Go ahead, pick some games, please.
FA Cup, innit?
Oh, God, yeah. Pick a few little rogue ones then. That might be quite fun.
Any rogue ones?
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Preston, Wickham.
Who've Watford got?
No, I think Callum's picked that for next week's game for the thing. So
good I've got a good Barclaysman game. Wigan, Fulham.
That's a great
game. That is a good one, yeah.
That's what we need, that kind of game.
We have still got some championship as well this week if we were struggling.
Birmingham, Newcastle.
Yep. Yeah,
Blackburn, Wolves.
I think we've done Blackburn quite a bit, though, you know?
Yeah, have we? Okay.
Blackburn's the championship one we always pick, innit?
Yeah, we always get it, don't we? Because I think Morton Gallup Pedersen's been there about five times.
Also, nothing to do with the game that we pick, which leads Millwall on Saturday. That will be tasty.
That's your spidey sense of art, England.
Doncaster Palace on Monday.
That's disgusting.
Get the bootlegger on as a guest, Sean.
If you got the bootlegger on, that'd be the greatest thing ever. Sean only got me that charity match because he thought I was getting to meet the bootlegger.
We'll be back there in 2025. That's what I heard.
Great.
Stay Bob as to everything. Yeah.
If this podcast is finished,
I'll just say there's only space for two of us, me and you, Cal.
Thanks, Sean. Bye, Sosh being Ops.
What are you going to do? You're going to sit in the car again when the bootlegger's not there?
I sat in the car for like the last 10 minutes. I had to watch that whole match.
Eating flapjacks?
I didn't eat any flapjacks. That's the worst thing you've done since that. Oh, yeah, I'll bring the treats. I've got some stuff for us all. Flapjacks and seeds.
That's cruel, that, Sean.
Oh, no, not me. Callum brought all that.
I didn't bring seeds.
I should have known.
There's no seeds.
Brought it, not me.
There's no seeds.
Right, okay. That makes a lot more sense now.
God, right there. Pick a third
Callum
game.
Was eating it like that one of them big, like, no tubes you see for the birds. Until Dobbo robbed it.
Oh God!
I just wanted some sweets to go out to the kids. They want a bit of seeds. Southampton, Burnley. There's one.
Yeah, go on. We've got our three games loaded. They are, well, as it's FA Cup weekend, they must all be FA Cup. Yep. So we've got Wigan, Fulham, Birmingham, Newcastle, and Southampton, Burnley. Let's spin the wheel and see what we're playing with. I'd be quite happy with all of these, I reckon. Yes. Wigan Fulham. That's all we wanted. Absolutely the one we wanted. Right. Are we going to bother doing predictions? Because I honestly... How are Wigan doing?
Well, we're doing better.
Someone actually, yeah, I think about 15th in the league I'm going for.
Are you on that now?
No.
Didn't Carragher's kid score in the last round?
God, yeah.
Yeah. It was the last round. He scored like a couple of weeks ago. Did he was adding the cup, was it?
Yeah. I hope they get battered because he plays for them.
Oh.
Rat.
Who, me That's or it. Carragher?
Both, but I meant Carragher.
Yeah.
FA Cup winners, got to show some respect. Got heritage. They've got some heritage as well, Callum.
Football heritage, yeah.
Football heritage. And right. Full of runners-up in 1975, I reckon.
All because of Phil Neville, then winning the FA Cup.
Second mention in this pod so far.
Yeah.
Get him on.
Yeah. Right, let's get a number then. Between 50 and 450 for Wigan Fulham. This should be good. 149.
That's all right.
Right. Got our number, got our game. We just need a song.
So, is there a sort of year?
It was a Grammy. It was the Grammys yesterday.
Year, Year of the Cat by Al Stewart. Good song.
Year 3000.
Yacht Rock.
3000.
Yacht Rock, that.
Year 3000, I'm not against it.
No, we have busted every week.
It's McFly every week.
It's busted old McFly.
Speaking of which, has anyone watched the Boyzone documentary?
No, not
it's supposed to be good, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I watched episode one last night when the baby kept me up all night. It was Boss.
Steve, yeah, blame the baby, Sean.
Stephen Gately's just about to be outed, and I can't wait to
as
watch
dead it. Or?
No, he's going to get outed as dead.
Year of the Cat.
What's that?
It's a good song. Bob knows.
Bob has never heard Year of the Cat.
I think it's called Year of the Cat. The Year of the Cat. Got that one on there.
Yeah, that sounds great, that. Is it called The Year of the Cat?
I don't know.
Check it then. We can't say everyone listens to The Year of the Cat and it's called
something else. Does it really fit in with the other ones, though? Is it Al Stewart? It might not be Al Stewart.
It is.
It is a good song if you listen to that one. It's what I describe as yacht rock, Sean, so...
I don't know what that means.
No, don't you know?
Rock that you play on a yacht.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Sorry. That was my, how did I not get onto that?
All notes could be described as yacht rock, Sean.
Okay.
And you like them, don't you?
I'm a big fan. Okay.
Good intro, this Sash.
Yeah, I actually think you'd like it, Bob.
Would I like it?
It's
not called Stephen Gately in.
Oh, well, no, then.
Louis Walsh did not produce it, so... I think you'd like it, Sean.
Okay, do you know what? I'm up for giving it a go.
Go and it also fits into the Chinese New Year, doesn't it? Because I assume... Have they got a Year of the Cat, actually? I don't know.
I don't know if there's a cat in it.
There's a rat. Just call it... accidentally call it Year of the Rat.
Talk about it.
Right, let's go. Year of the Cat by Al Stewart, whoever he is. And it'll be the first time listening for most of you animals, so enjoy.
Not me. It's in the Vietnamese zodiac, the cat, though, so...
It's a bit racist, that, Tosh.
When's the Vietnamese New Year?
Don't know, though, but we can do it then, and we can all do managers, and Callum can do a play at that time.
Yeah, A.D. Boothroyd, I'm doing.
Wigan's got so much potential for Barclays, Manana.
Yeah, too much. You spoil for choice, aren't you?
I've got my first two names I've written down. They're just great. And I've got to go with, yeah, I've no idea, but no, just great names, great players. Could have played a million times. I reckon they both are great lads as well. Certainly one of them.
Did you listen to last week, Bob?
I know the answer to that one, sure.
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's a joke, Dad. You're on Aldi doing nothing. You should be listening, supporting the lads.
Why would I be listening on Aldi?
You sat on the beach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll be thinking it's the Maroon 5 beach.
Yeah. imagine if you were on some like lovely paradise beach.
And then Jason Kumas ends up.
Jason Kumas and Zidane walk past you. Ask if you'd seen Tony Pulis.
Right. Any volunteers to go first?
I'll shoot first if you want.
Yeah, go on.
I went with a Fulham player. I think possibly the others have maybe gone with Wigan. I've gone with Fulham. I did have a couple of ideas of current players, but I decided to go a bit
Older than that, a player who's actually been mentioned already today, thanks to Sean's wonderful Maroon 5. I think he was there for a good few seasons. He's possibly there, not in the Premiership as well for them. I hope he weren't there for too long because that might have him over the edge. I am going to go with a deadly striker. He's got a left foot nearly as good as Sean's. I'm going to go with Robert Zamora.
I can't possibly judge that. He bounced around quite a few clubs.
He's been around a few clubs, really, so I'm thinking he can't have been there for too long.
Back and forth to Brighton and that around.
Yeah,
there.
Obviously West Ham. He must be at West Ham for...
And he'd obviously QPR afterwards, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
So it seems right for...
I think it feels
three
about
seasons.
Right. Yeah, I think it feels about right.
It's one of them where if he was there not in the Prem or something like that for longer than you would have realised.
Shall I jump in next so I can start checking?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I won't say any names. I'm sure lots of people will have had the similar sort of names, just classic sort of that Wigan team for the 3 or 4 years. Sort of stuck between two. A lot of them were too little, I thought. But I've gone for the two that I think were there longest. I'm just trying to pick between them. I'm going to go for the more Barclays men, in my humble opinion, which is Mario Melchiot. Oh, again, I have no idea. He must have been there at least 2 years, probably too little because he was old. And did he play for Birmingham and Chelsea?
Yeah.
But I think he's definitely, I'll tell you the other one afterwards that I was torn between as well as my other names. So I'll save the other one. I reckon I probably made the wrong decision, but I've made the better keeping up appearances answer there, I reckon.
Getting the moral victory point in there, aren't you?
Well, who knows? Could be right, but yeah. Legend.
And great name.
Yeah, exactly. That's the real quiz.
Well, Rob, do you want to go?
I was absolutely thrilled when Wigan popped up with a relatively low number, so I can finally go for England's greatest ever left back, Leighton Baines. I think he signed for Everton when he was like 23-ish and he came to Wigan's academy, so I think he probably made a decent number of appearances for them.
I can't believe it. No one took the chance to take Baines off Bob.
Yep. I was very relieved.
I thought you were going to go for another keeping up appearances legend just then when you said it.
Oh, yeah, I could have.
Imagine that was bang on. That'd be only fair. It would be right and proper, that.
Yeah. I reckon we'd have to stop the pod if.
Yeah, I agree.
Check him anyway, and if
I
he
will
is.
Do, yeah.
I totally forgot about him, yeah.
Yeah, but I just remember once Bob started talking, he wasn't one of the ones on my list.
No.
Wasn't on my
all.
List either.
Right. I am going to go for... I really can't decide. Do you know what? Let's do it. I'm going to go for a striker. One of her deadly partnership back in the day. Did he even play for Wigan?
I think it did. If you tell him it was a partnership.
No, but I don't know. You know what? I'm going to go for Jason Roberts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Him and Nathan Ellington,
yeah. Jason Roberts, go on. But I knew Nathan Ellington went to West Brom, and I was like, were they both at West Brom?
I think he did both then go to West Brom. Oh, no, well, he went to Blackburn Roberts, didn't he?
Yeah, but Ellington was at West Brom, so I wasn't sure.
I think he might have gone to Blackburn West Brom as well. It rings a bell.
Yeah.
He did go to West Brom, Jason Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got them all quite quick then. Who were the other names people had?
Ryan Taylor.
Oh yeah. I had Roddy Yeager and Ben Watson. Ben Watson was the one I was talking about. I reckon he would have been a better guest than mine, but
I reckon the most Barclaysman, the biggest Barclaysman, I think, is Charles Nzogbia.
I've got Nzogbia as well, but again, I actually didn't know it. I he would be lost. And I also had Wilson Palacios for a great Barclaysman, but I think he only had maybe one season before he went to Spurs.
Yeah. I thought maybe I have me Fulham one. My main one was going to go for was Damien Duff.
I reckon he was probably there too long.
You think he was there too long?
Yeah, I reckon he was there a
Yeah, I think he's
decent amount of time.
I thought he was only too short, maybe, but yeah, fair enough.
I had.
I don't know. He was at Newcastle, so wasn't he? Kind of in there. Yeah.
I had Paul Sharner, another.
Oh, I didn't check Paul Sharner.
Another classic, and Ben Watson as well.
I just said Ben Watson.
Well, I was just saying what was on my list.
When you were talking about keeper being his legend, did you mean Sharner or Kumas?
Sharner, I was talking
no,
about.
No, I meant Kumas.
Oh, did you? I was talking about Sharner.
Oh, you just right. Kumas, to be fair.
Let's see how many Sharners got. Oh, Sharner, Sharner with 174. Not a million
that's
miles
not
out.
Bad, to be fair.
No. Okay, then, all the results are in. Everyone within 50, which is good. We have in fourth place with 101 appearances, so 48 out, Mario Melchiot. So fourth place for me this week. Then in third place, I can't remember what I said there, we had 103 out. Sorry, 103, so 46 out was Jason Roberts. So Sean in third, which leaves us two guesses, both within 15 or so. Sorry, I've written another number at the top, which has confused me. Yeah, one was 15 out, one was 10 out. 1-3-4 and 1-5-9 with 134 appearances with Bobby Zamora. So 15 out, which means Leighton Baines for Bob on his return. It's only right, really.
Well done,
10
Bob.
Out, yeah. Room 59 for Baines. So I think, yeah, fairly apt for Bob to win that with Leighton Baines.
You had to win with Baines, didn't you?
Yeah, you can only bring Baines out when you know you're going to win.
Yeah.
But yeah, back from his holiday, it's good to see you still got it.
When we get Everton and it's like 400 odd, I'm going Baines again.
No, you reserved it.
Yeah, bag cedar.
Good then, Bob. Back with a bang.
Yeah, you never lose it. It's been on pre-season training.
How did the guests do? Was it?
They both came last.
Did they both come last?
No, I think Joey might have been second.
That's
last.
A relief for you, Sean.
Oh, was he? Oh, yeah, I was last in that one.
Yeah.
He didn't.
You were 201 out when Joey was on.
I did Nigel Riacocca, didn't I?
Yeah.
But then, well, the reason I was asking if you listen, Bob, is because I won last week.
Oh, well done.
Unbelievable. Who did you win with? Duncan Ferguson.
Yeah.
It was Everton last week, actually, Bob. Yes, yeah, so he missed out.
Were you not that close last week? I don't know what number were you out.
I was three out or four out.
Yeah, I was close, really. It was a very Bob shout.
Yeah, it was.
We were
all within 15. We might have all beaten Bob that week. Don't mean Cam wasn't even 62 out, but yeah.
Shout out Cam.
Legend.
He was a legend, so we'll give him it.
Thank you very much for listening to the podcast this evening. We were back to our usual four. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and we will hopefully get some guests on in the near future. Hopefully you did better than the guys at the extremely difficult squad games at the beginning. Hopefully you didn't moan as much as these did, though. We then had a great Maroon 5 with the year of some good nominations, some good explanations. So please head over to our Graham poll to vote on that. And we'll see what the results of the most recent Graham polls were too. So keep an eye out for those as well. Please do keep liking, sharing, subscribing, retweeting, quote tweeting, anything that you can do to promote us if you can. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And yeah, congratulations to Bob, back with a bang, with a win after his holidays. He's obviously been revising on the beach because he wasn't sitting there.
Don't have to revise Bainesy stats.
He doesn't. That's true. That's true. Ingrained into your brain, Bob. So well done. We will catch you next week, guys. See you later.